time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer on Tuesday confirmed that the president's tweets are official statements.
Are President Trump's tweets considered official White House statements?
Well, the president is the president of the United States, so they're considered official statements by the president of the United States.
So Trump used Twitter to announce his pick for FBI director to replace the ousted James Comey, tweeting Wednesday morning, "I will be nominating Christopher A. Wray, a man of impeccable credentials, to be the new director of the FBI. Details to follow." Wray was the assistant attorney general of the DOJ's criminal division, working under both Alberto Gonzalez and John Ashcroft, as well as former FBI director James Comey, who was then deputy attorney general. In private practice since leaving the Justice Department in 2005, Wray represented New Jersey Governor Chris Christie as his personal attorney during the Bridgegate scandal. Former FBI Director James Comey is set to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee Thursday, beginning at 10 Eastern. Robert Costa of The Washington Post tweeting, "I'm told by two White House sources that President Trump does not plan to put down Twitter on Thursday. May live tweet if he feels the need to respond." Though Sean Spicer asserted he'll have a, quote, very, very busy day.
President, what message do you have to Jim Comey ahead of his testimony?
I wish him luck.
The New York Times Tuesday evening broke yet another story about Comey and Trump. Reporter Michael Schmidt explaining.
The day after Donald Trump asked Jim Comey to end the FBI's investigation into Mr. Trump's national security advisor, Michael Flynn, Mr. Comey went directly to the attorney general and said, "Look, you can never leave me alone in the room with the president. I'm very concerned about that." Comey says, "I answer to you, the Attorney General, and you're supposed to be a buffer between the politics of the White House and the independent investigative nature of the FBI." Sessions never provided Comey with the assurances that he wanted, but this certainly showed how Trump's unusual governing style was pushing the Justice Department in ways that no recent administration had.
According to the New York Times, Attorney General Jeff Sessions offered to resign, telling the president he needed the freedom to do his job. The offer was turned down, but when asked if the president still had faith in Sessions, Sean Spicer meekly responded, quote, "I have not had that discussion with him." As the current Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, testifies Wednesday before the Senate Intelligence Committee, former DNI James Clapper spoke at Australia's National Press Club, comparing the current scandal of Trump's ties to Russia to Watergate.
I lived through Watergate. I was on active duty then in the Air Force as a young officer, and it was a scary time. I have to say, though, that I think, you know, compare the two, that Watergate pales in my view, compared to what we're confronting now.
In the same speech, he said, quote, "I am very concerned about the assault on our institutions coming from both an external source, read Russia, and an internal source, the president himself." And, quote, "Then President-elect Trump disparaged the intelligence community's high-confidence assessment of the magnitude and diversity of this Russian interference that I just described by characterizing us as Nazis. This was prompted, I realized later, by his and his team's extreme paranoia about and resentment of any doubt cast on the legitimacy of his election, which, of course, our assessment did." Wednesday's testimony by Director of National Intelligence Coates, Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, National Security Advisor Admiral Mike Rogers, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is regarding the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. But Coates is likely to be asked about the reports that Trump asked him to intervene with Comey regarding the Michael Flynn investigation, too. Trump also tweeted his support for the condemnation of Qatar by other Middle Eastern nations. Qatar is a longtime U.S. ally and is home to a major U.S. military base. And now CNN is reporting that the rift was caused by Russian-planted fake news.
U.S. investigators believe that Russian hackers were behind a cyber breach against Qatar's state news agency. The hackers planted a false news report friendly to Iran and critical of President Donald Trump that is now being used by Saudi Arabia and other U.S. allies as a reason to carry out an economic and political blockade of Qatar. Now, U.S. and Qatari officials tell us that the FBI sent a team of investigators to Doha to help the Qatari government investigate the alleged hacking incident reported back in late May. Now, intelligence gathered by the U.S. security agencies indicates that Russian hackers were behind the intrusion. The alleged involvement of Russian hackers would add to concerns by U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies that Russia continues to try to use some of the same cyber hacking measures on U.S. allies that it used to meddle in the U.S. 2016 elections. Qatar hosts one of the largest U.S. military bases in the region, and U.S. officials say that the Russian goal here appears to be to cause rifts between the U.S. and its regional allies.
In a debate Tuesday night between the candidates in the special election for the congressional seat in Georgia's 6th District, Democrat John Ossoff reiterated his support for a living minimum wage, his opponent, Republican Karen Handel, defiantly stating,
"This is an example of the fundamental difference between a liberal and a conservative. I do not support a livable wage."
Election day in Georgia's 6th is June 20th. I got good news. And that's a bit of What's News for today. What's News and the Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener supported, and we need your help to continue our work. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.